Okay, hello everybody, this is Scott Lowe, coming to you via the audio boo this time. I feel I've been neglecting this service, just because I'm currently involved in a lot of other different audio projects with the DS106 radio and the Tokyo Calling podcast, and well, heck, hey, we've had an earthquake here in Japan. That's right, I'm coming to you from Tokyo, Japan on this Wednesday, March 16th, 2011. Time now just a little bit before noon, 11:45 in the morning, Japan Standard Time, and I've made a commute down to the campus. Campus here is in shutdown mode. It's a university from the United States with a branch campus here, and we've got several hundred students who are from the States, as well as several hundred students from Japan, and a few dozen others from different countries around the world. We were originally notified that class would resume today, but then that announcement was changed to the 23rd, which would be a week from today, and the latest information is that we will not resume classes until Monday, the 28th. That means that all of these students have nothing to do but just sit and wait and try to pay attention to the information and, most importantly, try to remain calm. I've already been informed by a few of my students that they have decided to go back to the States on their parents' advice, recommendation. And I think part of that is driven by just the nature of the information that's being put out in the States and in Europe. There's a great deal of panic and exaggeration. And though I don't have access to the facts, I'm deciding to defer to the information being presented by the government and the electric company, because they're the ones who are in the know. And perhaps if it were catastrophic, they would lie to us about it. But I'm finding that in this climate, in this situation, that such thoughts of doubting and conspiracy do no good. I think just trying to remain calm and focused is what's important. So my purpose in recording this audio boo is just to announce that I've made a commute cast, and it's available on the SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/scottlow for anybody interested. And also just to give a very quick update, because I just have several seconds left here, my reason for coming to campus is to attempt to set up an internet radio stream. It's a service that we've had and not used for several months, and I feel that this is a great opportunity to put information out, which our university is producing, as well as also trying to maybe get some, not objectives, not the right word, but some news type information, at least what we're getting here from the national broadcaster, as well as from the government, which would provide a balance to what the family members back in the States are hearing. And also eventually, since we've got more than a week that we're going to be out of class, try to get some students on the air so that they can relate their stories and their impressions of the event. For example, just when I came here today, I met a young man who works in the Student Affairs Division, and I asked him how it went on Friday, the day of the earthquake. And he said that he had to stay here overnight. He couldn't return home because all the subways were down. He lives more than an hour away. And also, about 60 students had to stay in the campus space here. Now, our campus is just a basic office building. We've occupied 5 floors of this place. And this guy had a really cool story about just being here with the students and trying to make the most of this very uncertain and unsettling situation. I asked him if any of the students bought beer, because we have kind of a non-alcohol policy for the underage students. And he said, yeah, even he and the other administrators had a beer or two while they were here overnight. So that's it for now. I'll be keeping a few updates here on the audio boo, but most of the action will be through tokyocalling.org, and on the Twitter, I'm Scott Lowe. Thanks for listening, and be well, everybody.